Good morning, I'm Mitch Wertlieb, and this is VPR News. Governor Phil Scott plans to call lawmakers back to Montpelier for a special legislative session early next week. That, according to the governor's chief of staff, Jason Gibbs. Scott has said that he will veto the legislature's budget because it fails to avoid an increase in statewide property tax rates next year. Gibbs, though, says he's confident a deal is in the offing.
So when everybody takes a step back from the politics, we're quite close to an agreement.
The governor wants to use $58 million in one-time money to buy down property tax rates next year. Lawmakers say it's an unwise use of that money and have instead put the money toward future pension obligations. This is the time of year when many Vermonters have a pile of branches or other debris they want to burn. It's also the time of year when weather conditions make it easy for fires to spread out of control. That means residents typically need a burn permit from their town's fire warden. Linda Cook is the fire warden in Norwich and says she's not giving out any burn permits right now. Cook says in the spring, what she calls small fuels can easily catch on fire.
You've got pine cones, you've got pine needles, dry grass out there, and that burns quickly and moves quickly. And if there's any kind of a breeze, it spreads even quicker.
Cook says Norwich has shut down burn permits for the last 10 days. She hopes to start offering them again by the end of the week. The state's largest health insurance company, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Vermont, has filed for a rate increase of just over 5% for next year. The proposed increase is roughly half what the company's rate request was last year. Blue Cross President Don George says there are a number of factors driving this year's premium increase. They include higher pharmaceutical costs and the elimination of the federal mandate for individual coverage. George says higher costs have been partially offset by a decision to apply for a federal tax benefit and apply that directly to rates. And he says there is some evidence that the state's payment reform initiatives are starting to have a positive effect on overall costs.
I think that it is a maturation that will take place over a series of years rather than one contract in 1 year arrives us entirely at health payment and health delivery system reform.
The Green Mountain Care Board will hold hearings on the proposed rate hike at the end of July, including a public hearing at the State House. An annual Lebanon, New Hampshire air show is no more. The Valley News reports the Wings and Wheels celebration at the Lebanon Municipal Airport has been canceled because the airport is planning to lease the space that was used for the event. The end-of-summer event put on by the Chamber of Commerce was started in 2014. Organizers say it drew good crowds to the airport. Eye on the sky forecast today, mostly sunny, some high clouds and filtered sunshine, highs in the 60s to near 70 degrees north to south.